T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hello and welcome to Better Living, a show about the people and organizations that make an impact in our area. I'm your host, Nick Carissimi. Two groups on today's show. In the second half of the program, I'll be speaking with the founder and president of an organization called Stronger Than Espresso. We start off with a substance that I think a lot of people have questions about, CBD. How is it used? What's it for? In studio with me right now is Richie Janes. He's the founder of a company called HempLife. You can find them online at hemplife.net. Richie, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Thank you very much. All right, so today we are going to talk about CBD. I was approached with this topic, and I thought it was a good idea to just talk about what this is, because I don't think that a lot of people truly understand what it is. You own this company, HempLife. You guys produce and make what?
CBD products. Different types of CBD products, different delivery systems. We make everything from our flagship product. Actually, what we do is we pride ourselves in bringing to market proprietary trade secret type products and delivery systems. Our flagship product is a CBD inhaler, which is very, very unique in the marketplace. Not a lot have them, and if they do, they're usually not a very desirable type product. And with a manufacturer that we've personally partnered with, they have personally have perfected this process and being able to make a full spectrum CBD inhaler. On top of that, we're actually also able to enhance this inhaler by infusing it with different types of other ingredients like ginger, valerian, lavender, things like that, and also to flavor it. So helping it make it even more desirable. We have powders, full spectrum powders, which is also something very unique. We have obviously your typical products, your oils, tinctures as they're also known as.
The CBD world loves the word tincture.
Tinctures, I know.
They love that word. Now, most people, I think if they've even heard of CBD, they're thinking of the oils. Also, there's a lot of candies and foods.
Edibles.
Whatever, edibles. There you go. So the inhaler is something that I haven't heard before. Why is that a good product, a good way to use CBD?
Well, one thing you look for when you are looking for whether it's CBD products or just vitamins in general as well, too. You're looking for absorption. You're looking for bioavailability in these products, meaning effectiveness, right? We know that the inhaler, because of how the delivery system is, it bypasses the digestive tract and all that, and it goes right into the lungs and into the bloodstream. So the bioavailability of this product is extremely high. Most likely, probably, we consider it one of the highest in the entire space of CBD because of how it's delivered. And so that's the reason why you don't have to wait very long to feel the effects of it as well, because, again, it's getting right into the system. And so that's why we really, really like this inhaler. That's why we really try to tell a lot of people about it, is because one thing, when you talk about whether it's CBD products or, again, vitamins and supplements, people don't like to wait around for it to work, right?
Sure.
You take something, we're in a microwave society. You take something, you want to make sure it works right then. So you know when you take this inhaler that you're going to start feeling the effects of it right away.
It's just a more effective delivery system.
Absolutely. Yes.
All right. Let's get down to even more basics. We're already starting to talk about what the products are. Let's talk about what CBD is. What is CBD?
CBD comes from the hemp plant is what that is. And it's the hemp plant. CBD is actually just one compound in that entire hemp plant. There are well over 100 and something different what we call cannabidiols in that plant.
And that's what CBD, cannabidiol.
Correct. That's what it is. And so it's one of them. Another popular one that a lot of people know of or relate to when you mention hemp and things like that is called THC. That's another one. That's the one when you think of marijuana, you think of getting high, things like that. That particular compound is related to that. That is also part of the plant. One of the plants. not necessarily part of the hemp plant. It's in lower percents. And Alex, we can talk about that a little bit later as well, too, when we're talking about getting more detail. But there's CBG, there's CBN, there's CB1, CB2. I mean, the list goes on and on and on and on. And every one of them have different benefits that are associated with it. Going back earlier, when I had mentioned something earlier, I used the word full spectrum. You know, part of the reason being here today is kind of help people understand this a little bit, what to look for, what to do. One of the most basic things I think people need to understand when they're looking for a CBD product or a hemp product is, what is it, a full spectrum product? Is it a broad spectrum product, or is it an isolate product? And let me kind of explain, if you don't mind. An isolate product means that it's that particular company or that particular product has isolated out one of those compounds, and that's all it is. And its potency level is at almost 100%, but you're only getting that one, nothing else. Then you have broad spectrum. It's a one step further. So you may have CBD, you may have CBG, CBN, you may have a few different of those particular cannabidiols in that as well too, okay? Then you have full spectrum. This is what we use at Hemp Life. We believe, and again, you'll have different philosophies, doesn't mean any one of them is wrong. Obviously, we believe in what we believe in, and this is why we do it, right?
Sure.
So we use full spectrum. And the reason why we like full spectrum is because we like the philosophy is that we don't want to mess with the chemistry of the plant. It was made that way for a reason. And we believe that each one of those compounds work off one another, creating what's called an entourage effect or a cascading effect. They amplify one another. So they work synergistically with one another within the plant. So we use full spectrums. Now, some people might not want to use a full spectrum because in your full spectrum, which we have a little bit, every full spectrum product has a little bit of what's called THC, which is if you're in a particular job that requires you to be tested, you could test positive for THC in that. Even though federally and from regulation standpoint, we have to follow these federal laws, and all our products contain less than 0.3% THC in every product. They're all tested through third-party testing centers and labs, things like that. So those are the differences between the three types of products that are out there that what you want to look for.
CBD doesn't get you high.
No, that's another myth.
This is the thing that I think is most important. It is related to marijuana, but it's not getting you high. That's not the purpose of CBD, especially CBDs that do not have THC in there. I think that a lot of times this is really kind of confusing for people to understand the differences. We are talking about CBD. CBD does not get you high, correct?
That is 100% correct.
Why is that important to get people to understand that and to know that?
I mean, because of the association with it for so many years, from the 60s, from the 70s, things like that, and just, you know, your Fast Times at Ridgemont High type, you know, perception, I guess.
Spicoli is not interested in this.
No. No, Mr. Han, everybody's not involved in this, okay? Exactly. So,
all right.
No, it's two different plants. Yeah, so all hemp products are grown from hemp plants, and hemp plants are actually grown with less than 0.3% THC in them. They are tested at the field. So when they're brought out the field, they're tested there, they're tested in the extraction, they're tested in the manufacturing. So there's many testing stages that this plant goes through to make sure that it is below that 0.3%. Now, there are the other plants out there, the cannabis plants that are out there that are grown with higher THC that are used now for your medical marijuana into your dispensaries and places like that. So two different categories that we're speaking about here.
And none of that is legal here in the state of Texas. You can go to other states where you can get products with THC in them, or just flat out buy weed. You can't do that here, at least not yet.
No.
And that's why it's okay to have CBD here. You don't ever have to worry about being arrested or anything like that when you have CBD, because it is not a drug.
That's correct. Actually, Governor Abbott just signed off on the bill a few weeks ago, making it completely 100% legal here in the state of Texas. Before that is a little gray area, which has been a little gray area, even though the Farm Bill Act passed back in January, I guess it was.
Mm-hmm.
Even though that had passed, just like in everything else, our government is always lagging behind in certain areas, right?
Of course.
So our states are lagging behind the federal regulations that are going on. So now all the states are trying to catch up to the federal bill that was passed. Mm. And so now Texas is caught up. And there's still some things they're going to be able to have to do and put in place as well, too, to make sure everything is up to date, up to par, all those other great things. But as of today, we are fully legal to sell and to buy and to utilize CBD products, as long as they have less than 0.3% THC.
The products that your company, Hemp Life, makes, CBD products, these CBD products, they do not get you high, correct?
That is correct, again.
It is legal to own, to buy, to sell, correct?
Absolutely.
There's no real problems with it legally at all. This is, I think, something that people need to understand. You're not dealing with illicit drugs. In reality, it's a brand new thing that most people just aren't familiar with.
That's true. I mean, this is a new frontier that we're moving into. My background is health and wellness, fitness, as a strength and conditioning coach.
I'm glad you brought that up. That's something that I really think is important for people to understand in this. You have dedicated your life to health and to maintaining fitness and working in that field. This is what you do. You're not the kind of person that is looking to mess your body up with something that's not good for it.
No. Kind of a little background on how we actually got into the whole entire CBD conversation in my family. So Hemp Life was started by my family and I, really. It was our concept, our ideal, our vision. How it came about was my wife's mother had got cancer a few years ago. And when she did that, naturally, anybody that you love, you're going to go try to find things just to help them feel better and live better. And so my wife went to work just trying to research different, you know, alternative therapies. I mean, just from teas to coffees to whatever it may be, to just help her mom what she was going through, you know, and help her just feel better with the chemo that she was going through, things like that. One of the categories she came across was CBD and cannabis. And so we started utilizing CBD products in our family and with her, and the results that we were receiving back were just phenomenal, just how she was feeling day to day.
For your mother-in-law, when she had cancer, you said she's going through chemo. Mm-hmm. I think that people are well familiar with the byproducts that your body has to deal with, that the side effects. What benefits did she gain from CBD when she was going through that? How did it help her?
I think from eating, you know, from upset stomachs, things like that. But the one thing that we probably noticed more than anything with it was just overall feeling of well-being, just wellness, just feeling better, you know, throughout the day, your body just feeling better, not aching as much and things like that. So to pinpoint it down to one thing would be very difficult to do. I think the number one probably overall theme would be that just her overall feeling of well-being. So we noticed that. And so last summer, we're just sitting around the house and my daughters are there with me, and my daughter's fiance is there at the house. He's a former NFL player and still trying to make it in the league, played at Texas. And as I mentioned to you earlier, we come from an extreme sports background, a very high level, from my daughter playing, you know, professional to college soccer, to my wife being a world-class middle distance runner, I being a strength conditioning coach. I am personally always searching for the next frontier, the next thing that I can look to help me perform better, feel better, live better, have a more quality of life for me and my family and my loved ones. And so we're sitting around last summer, Nick, and we said, let's start a CBD company because we've had great effects with it. And that was the start of Hemp Life is when that was started. And we started searching out things, and just, you know, when you search, you will find, and phones started ringing. I hadn't hardly even contacted anybody. We got a phone call and said something. Hey, I got a guy that's starting a CBD manufacturing company. He's looking for some distribution and some brands. Are you interested? And I said, sure. You know, why not? And so let's do this. And I went and met, and that's kind of the start of it.
How long has the company been going on?
We started this concept back in October, November. We have been working on this every day. We are now up into what we call our pre-launch phase. We are going to be shipping products out here in about 1.5 to 2 weeks. Our website is up. Everything is up and running. You can go there, take a look at it, and see what we have. And we're in the pre-launch phase. We're running some great specials on the site as well, too, during this phase as well, before we do launch. So we've been at this very long and very hard, and we are trying to make this about people, because we want to build and make the best products, because we want to help people. Our slogan is live a vibrant life. I believe, Nick, that people aren't designed in this world to live a boring life, a life of pain, that's not exciting, things like that. We are born to live a vibrant life. And today we are growing as a society. We're living longer. If we're going to live longer, why not be graceful at doing it? And so if I, as a person who's been involved with this entire health and wellness movement for all my adult life, I'm going to do that. I'm going to try to find something to make people happy because it's about people. And if I can help you be better at what you do, be a better father, be a better wife, be a better, you know, husband, be, you know, a better daughter, a better son, a better aunt, grandfather, what it may be, a better coworker. Because if I can help you be better, then you're going to be more successful in what you do in your life. And that's what we're about here, is helping people. And CBD is such a new frontier. Coming from the sports world, oh my, let me tell you, it is huge. It's going to be huger because of what it does for you.
Richie Janes is the founder of Hemp Life. You can find them online at hemplife.net. That's L-Y-F-E. I think CBD is interesting because it does a lot of different things for a lot of different people. You have an extensive background in sports and in fitness. What can CBD do for athletes or people that are active? I think that's a good way to look at this. When you hear about CBD, a lot of times it's associated with cancer and how people deal with that. Let's talk about what it does for athletes and people that are active, because I don't think a lot of people actually associate CBD with being active.
They don't, and that's becoming more and more prevalent and more mainstream into the entire fitness wellness world, because one of the things that we believe that CBD does is it helps with recovery. One of the things that happens in fitness and or when you're working out is you create inflammation in the body. CBD helps fight that. So if I can help provide you something that's going to help be an alternative to that and help fight that, I'm going to help you recover quicker.
So instead of taking like ibuprofen or something like that, CBD is going to help get what you want from those types of drugs. I feel like we are having a pill epidemic. People always talk about opioids, but I would say in general, people are just taking a lot of pills. I don't think it's necessarily a good thing. I think that CBD is a good alternative for a lot of the drugs that people are taking that don't necessarily have a lot of benefit outside of maybe just a little bit of relief here or there. Would you agree with that?
I believe that. You know, obviously, you know, we have to walk a very thin line with this conversation because of the fact of, you know, where we are with the FDA and the FTC and all these other things that are going on. You know, we're not a drug. You know, we're not a medication. And so we can't make those types of claims. We can't, you know, make any curative claims or things like that. So one thing we do know anecdotal is that this stuff has worked for people. There are all kinds of testimonies out there of individuals that can give you their testimony on what it's done for them, what it's done for me, what I can say it's done for me personally in my fitness, because that's my main focus.
How do you use it?
Oh, my. You know, I use it for recovery. I like it because it helps fight the soreness in my body that I achieve when I am working out or fitness, or if you're a long distance runner or whatever it may be that you do. You know, you're creating that inflammation in the body, and we're trying to eat right to fight that. You know, obviously we're trying to drink the right things to fight that, you know, and so CBD fits right in with those particular categories of things that you can utilize to help offset those things and help speed that recovery up. Because if you can speed that recovery up, guess what? You can go back to do the same thing again tomorrow that you did today.
How long did it take you to start really feeling the effects of CBD and really understanding how it was impacting your life? I mean, you started a company. You were very successful in other fields of business, and you decided to go ahead and start Hemp Life. So obviously, this resonated with you on a really deep level, and you saw that it had a really positive impact. How long did it take for you to start seeing it personally?
Immediately. Obviously, with my family members, number one.
Sure.
Number two, then when I started utilizing it myself on a very consistent basis. I think with anything that you do in life, you got to be consistent with whatever it is that you do. You know, this is not a cure-all, fix-all type situation. You take it one time and I'm good to go. You know, this is something just like with anything else that you want to be able to be very consistent with it. I noticed personally, the first thing I noticed was I slept better. Oh my, I mean, my sleep, I didn't even think I had a sleeping problem.
Because you wake up too much? What do you mean when you say that?
No, I didn't really think I had a sleeping problem until I took this And I woke up the next day and I joke with my wife about this. I go, what happened last night? Where was I? Because I had such a great sleep. You know, you know those sleeps where you feel like you just put your head down and all of a sudden you wake up the next morning? Okay.
Just knocked out.
Yeah. But when I woke up, I didn't feel groggy. I didn't have that, like when you people take Ambien or something like that, they feel the grogginess the next day.
Sure.
There was no hangover. I woke up actually more refreshed, felt like going to throw my shorts on right then and shirt and tennis shoes and go work out right then because I just felt good. Like, whoa, I feel fresh. That's probably the best word I can use, fresh, and the sleep that I had. So that was one of the main things I noticed was because part of recovery is good sleep.
Yes, that's a big thing for any athlete. You got to get a lot of sleep to help your body repair itself.
Yes. You know, so sleep is good. Great. So that helped with that. Then I noticed that through my workouts too, when I did get done working out or whatever it was I'm doing, whatever exercise it was, that the soreness didn't last as long either.
Mm.
Going back to that word well-being, I just had a very just a better sense of well-being about myself as well too.
Is it good to think of it kind of just like taking a vitamin? Every day I take vitamins. I take my vitamins. I take fish oil. It's just a part of my routine. I wake up, I make coffee while that's being made. I get my vitamins in. I drink a big glass of water, and that's kind of how I start my day. Would you say, I'm not saying that it's a vitamin, but as far as regimen goes, would that be a good way to deal with this?
Yeah, absolutely. It's part of your daily routine. Taking things. And, you know, and I know like with our company, we try to provide different types of delivery systems to make it part of your daily routine because sometimes taking the same old thing kind of gets boring, right?
Sure.
So, you know, if we can offer up a gel cap, the inhalers we mentioned earlier, an oil, tincture, whatever we like to say, right?
Yeah.
We love that word. You know, we have also the powders. Like we have, there's a full spectrum powder that we have that you can throw in your smoothie every morning.
Mm.
Don't even know it's there. Just getting your additional milligram dosages in per day of CBD. We also have a really cool one, electrolyte deck CBD product that has electrolytes in it. So you not only when you get done exercising, you hydrate your body, but also take CBD to help fight off the inflammation, the soreness, and things that you're going to encounter from that. We have the sleep powder as well. We have, we have a very unique product, dried fruit. We have a dried pineapple infused with 10 milligrams of CBD. And then we have a dried mango. So just like little edible, like little snacks you can take through the day as well too. So we like to say, try to take different things through the day and make it a regimen throughout your day, just like you would with your vitamins or your protein shakes or whatever else you may do.
How much are you taking? It's delivered in milligrams, I believe.
It is.
Okay. So how much are people taking per day and how do those numbers affect what you get out of it?
That is a conversation that's open right now. I think that verdict is still out exactly how much, but what I've learned and what we have learned that we feel best and what we have gotten feedback from people is that when someone can take at least 50 to 60 milligrams minimum per day is when they really start seeing most of their results start to take place. Obviously, I think the sweet spot to hit is probably closer to maybe 80 to 100, if you can get that in, which is a lot, you know, but that's a sweet spot, but we felt and we have heard back that 50 to 60 milligrams a day minimum is when people are really starting to feel the results from the products.
Another thing that I've noticed with this product is that a lot of times people, they ask about how it feels, and they think that something is going to click, and they're going to, oh, I'm on CBD right now. It's not like it is, you know, it's not like drugs where you're, it's not like that. You don't take a vitamin and start, oh, I feel that iron, you know, that I'm getting pumping through my veins. It's just a way for your body to work with. So you wouldn't necessarily say that there's a feeling that it gives you.
Well, I may disagree a little.
Okay.
A little with you on that. Because I do believe this, that when you do utilize the right type of CBD products, and again, they're just like with anything else out there, there's good and there's bad, right? When you use the right ones, you will feel the effects of it.
How would you describe that?
Okay, just like you feel effect from an energy drink, right?
Sure.
So with a CBD product, I like to tell people, depending on the CBD you're taking, a full spectrum CBD, what you would probably notice more is that you let out a big breath of fresh air. like the weight is lifted off your shoulder, the tension is gone, and you're just kind of, you're in a homeostasis. Because that's the whole design of the product, is to bring your body back to balance, balancing you out. And so what we, the number one common thing we hear back from people that utilize the products is this. How do you feel? They go, you know, I felt like 1,000 pounds lift off my shoulders, and I just felt calm. Like I just let out.
Just takes the edge off.
Takes the edge off. Best way to put it.
If people want to start trying CBD, because we've talked about, you know, this, it really does help with a lot of different things. So I think that the people that are listening right now, if they want to use it for reducing inflammation, if they know somebody that is sick and having a hard time with that, if they want to get better sleep, any one of these different things, what's a good place for people to start using CBD? And then also, how long do you think that people should give it a try to really understand it and get the feeling of it?
A good place to start you is probably with just some basic products. The oils, the gel caps to start off with is a good place to start, because those are some of your most common ones. Now, there are caps out there. We have gel caps. We like the gel cap better because we like the absorption rate of it a little bit better. And the oil, obviously, you can utilize, put it in your mouth, swish it around, or put it, you can put it in your coffee or your tea, whatever it is you may have. You've been drinking as well. Maybe take a nighttime tea, put it in there, and, you know, as well before you go to bed. That's where I would start. How long would I give it? I would say, just like I have said with anything else in life, I would say 60 to 90 days. 60 to 90 days, you're going to really notice. And that's a long time, I think.
It is.
Yeah, I think, you know, honestly, with what we're talking about today, 30 days, but 60 days in, that's a good tracking. You could track that. And you know it's not a placebo at that time.
Give it a chance to actually see what the effects are. Don't just give it 2 or 3 times and then try and claim that you understand it. Really set some time aside, try it, figure out what works best for you.
Yes, absolutely. What works best for you is the best answer you can give anybody, because we're all different. You know, what you know, you may react to a gel cap better than I react to one. Maybe the powder works better. Like, I'll give you a great example. In our sleep product, we have the gel cap and we have a powder. My wife loves the gel caps. They work very well with her, and we have several friends that works well with them as well, too. I like the powder. The powder works great with me. I throw in about 8 ounces of water before I go to bed at night, stir it up down in the hatch, just like last night. I'll give you an example. With the business being launched, as you well know, with anything going on in life, you know, when you go lay down, my mind just starts racing.
Oh, yeah.
If you ever had that happen, you know, you just start racing, start thinking about the, and I just, it won't stop. Mm-hmm. And for whatever reason, it just decides to do it when you lay down, right?
Of course.
Not when you're up moving around, but when you go to lay down. So last night that happened, and I'm thinking, wait a minute, I own a CBD company. Why don't I use some of my products, right? So I get up, and I went in and stirred up the powder, and I went back and laid down, and here's what I noticed. In about 5 minutes, calmness just came over. My mind just slowed down, and I stopped racing. And next thing you know, I was out.
And here we are.
And here we are today. So great, great stuff.
Well, it's a fantastic product, and it's great just to have somebody come in and just kind of pull the veil off of it and help us to understand what CBD is, what you can do with it, how it can help you, and that it's something that people should try and check out if they're interested.
Yeah. This conversation obviously is much more than this one sit down here.
Sure.
Because there's so much to CBDs and the whole movement that we're in. I would just encourage everyone, you know, look into it. I do believe, you know, whatever you use, you know, obviously do your homework. Just like anything in life, there's good and bad stuff out there. Go with a reputable company. I do know this, it will make a difference in your life. I truly, truly believe that. And that's my goal, is to help people live a quality life, feel better doing it. I've been blessed in my life with things we've had going on with my family and stuff. And I know how it's affected me and how I've been able to interact with my kids and now my new granddaughter that was just born this past weekend. So
congratulations.
Yeah, I'm excited about that, you know, and so I just know what it can do for people. Whether you use our product or not, I just want to encourage you to use it.
CBD is the topic. My guest, Richie Janes, he's the founder of Hemp Life. You can find them online at hemplife.net. That's L-Y-F-E, hemplife.net. It was great speaking with you. I appreciate your time today. Good luck with everything, and please come back and chat with me again.
Absolutely. I'd love to maybe continue this conversation and even educate people even a little bit more.
Absolutely. Thanks again.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.